The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, gamers, and welcome to Budget Arcade, the number one free-to-play gaming podcast in the world. I'm Scott.
My name is Jeff.
Hey, I'm Merc.
And welcome to episode number...
96.
90... What?
97. No.
69.
No. 94.
Episode 69 and a half. Goodness.
No. Cut it out.
14.
95.
That's what I said.
No, you said 96.
No, I said 69. So, Mark, what was this week's game?
This week, we played Super Animal Royale. It is developed by Pixile and published by Modus Games. Other games developed by Pixile are Stratosphere. It is a battle royale, and it was released on December 12th, 2018. For the...
In probably early access. It went to 1.0. Just recently.
Sure. It is on the PS4, the PS5, the Xbox One, the Series X and S, the Nintendo Switch, and your PC and Mac computers.
It's everywhere. You can play it everywhere.
Except mobile. You can't play it mobile.
I wouldn't want to play this on mobile. Although it would work on mobile, I think, as long as you only played other mobile players.
Yeah. I don't know how well it would work on mobile. It'd be a little bit...
Nah, I feel I like guess I've played a top-down battle royale on mobile before. I think there is one. I don't know if it's... obviously, it's not this if Mark says that it's not on mobile, because Mark is always right.
That is true.
Anyway, well, I feel dirty.
Especially about movies.
This.
Facts.
Well, okay.
Facts only.
The Movie Draft House, now available on your favorite podcast app. Let's,
gameplay.
It's a battle royale. Now, I've described what a battle royale is about 1,000 times. So, Mark.
Yes.
Would you please describe a battle royale for us?
It is where a game drops you onto a map, and you usually are playing against at least 60 plus other players, sometimes up to 100, and you go around the said map and you pick up weapons and items and you try to assassinate other characters on said map until the map shrinks and you're forced to engage in 1v1 combat with other players until there is only one of you left.
Unless you're playing teams.
How did I do?
You did well.
Appreciate it.
I'm just tired of describing battle royale, so
well,
I needed someone
it.
Else to do
it. We did it. Let's move on to paywall.
Have we done? Okay, yeah, paywall. So no. So this is top down as opposed to your usual first person shooter. So you play as a cute animal, and there are various animals to unlock.
I played as a fox.
I was a bear at one point, and a dog, I think.
Also a fox.
Yeah. But yeah, all the fuzzy creatures are there to just murder one another. And if you've played any other battle royale, you kind of get an idea of what to expect. The giant turtle thing or whatever it is the plane.
That's an eagle.
That was an eagle.
Eagle.
That was an eagle.
What?
And it's had a bus on the back of its back.
And what does that sound like? A turtle. Okay.
Turtle,
I mean,
drive.
It's no Fortnite, all right?
So Michelangelo is flying you over the map, and then you jump out of the giant pterodactyl, and you go to any point on the map you wish to go. You're parachuting down, and you can release your parachute and hit the ground, and it doesn't do any damage. While you're on the ground, you're looting for guns, which kind of follow that, Fortnite vibe to them, where they're color coded based on their power. So you got pistols and blades and grenades of different sorts that you pick up. There's also armor, and the armor's the same thing. It comes in different levels. You can find duct tape to repair your armor. You can find ammo on the map, all kinds of stuff. So the loot's pretty self-explanatory. There's also a lot
to heal you.
Yeah. So you have like a cup essentially that you start with that you can upgrade through finding upgrades on the map. And it fills up based on the healing amount you find on the ground. So it can, you can hold a certain level of healing that you can then access at any time. Once you drain it, you have to find more on the map. You can also, they carry like, there's like charms in this game that you can carry one at a time, and they give you certain upgrades. The one I remember the most was picking up the one that allows your healing cup to be bigger. I can't remember any of the other ones. I think there's one that has to do with grenades and whatever. There's mounts. There's giant like turtles that you can ride that look a lot like birds. And
the emus, you mean?
Yeah. So you can ride those. There's also like balls, like hamster wheels.
Balls.
That you can run around in, and they give you more speed. Now, compared to other games, this moves really fast. Like, the map shrinks fast. This is definitely meant for more shorter play sessions, shorter rounds than
every traditional. Every game I played only lasted, like, average 5 minutes, maybe?
I think
5 to 8
right.
minutes, I would say.
I think if you make it a little further, I think like a winning match, probably 10 minutes, you know?
Yeah, I want to say it was like 10 minutes for a winning match, because I did one match where we got, like, I think second place, mm-hmm. and it was probably legitimately 10 minutes long. And this we should know that, of course, because it's all, you know, animal-based, that the gas is called skunk gas.
Yeah, it's puns. And all the sights are kind of... I like the sight, like the map looks cool. So it is a top-down shoot game, so it's either like a twin-stick shooter on your controller or, of course, mouse and keyboard. So you have a reticle that you aim in 360 degrees, and there's shotguns and pistols and sniper rifles, and, you know, when you just try to murder everyone on the map, like Mark said.
It's kind of reminiscent of Enter the Gungeon with the controls if you're on console.
Yeah, I think that's a good comparison.
Because you have that dodge roll that you can do. You've got your, you know, you point your stick whichever direction you want to shoot, and then you've got your triggers that shoot.
Yeah,
it was left stick to move and right stick to aim, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So what did y'all play on?
PC.
Ooh.
I played on Xbox.
All right, I played on the Switch.
How did it run on the Switch?
So I think my Switch has some drift.
Oh, it definitely does. It's called Nintendo Switch for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, though, they've added, Mark, recently they added ability to go in and fix the drift, apparently. You can calibrate your sticks now.
Oh.
You've always been able to calibrate them, but I think they might have more aggressive calibration.
I don't play Switch. Well, I don't play my Switch enough to, like, actually care. But the drift was terrible for this game on the Switch, and that's a me issue. That's not this game's issue, but
right.
No, I mean it ran smooth. I didn't have any access, you know, jumping into a game. I mean, I didn't have any problem accessing a quick match. Pretty standard across the board. You know, wait time was less than 45 seconds, I'd imagine.
It was pretty quick.
Yeah, no, and
I felt like I was waiting a long time.
Really?
Not tremendously bad, but like it would take a while to queue up, and then I go to like a lobby where I'm now preparing to go into a match, and then that would be like another minute just kind of walking around and exploring, and you can test guns and things like that.
So the lobby area, I waited a little extra longer, but to get into the lobby where you're just in like this corner of the map and you can kind of just run around and hit people and, you know, whatever, tuck and roll around and whatnot. But I felt like it wasn't the worst I've played with these games.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible by any means, but I didn't think it was particularly snappy, but it was fine. Like, it doesn't hurt the game at all, how the current wait times. It's not like trying to get into Splitgate used to be.
Oh, yeah, I mean, when that first dropped, that was ridiculous.
Now you can get into Splitgate right away.
Yeah, that's true. What do you guys feel about the questing things that they had in the game?
Like
questing,
the objectives.
So, like in the lobby, you could go talk to NPCs. There's a couple NPCs scattered around, and when you talk to them, they gave you like a quest line where they're like, "Oh, find my laboratory in this area on the map."
Oh, yeah, I ran into that. I don't think I ever accomplished any of them, but.
Yeah,
neither did I, but...
I didn't actually read anything any of them said. Like, I just, the lobby loads up, and I just sit there until the game starts. Like, I just don't... Maybe I should have explored and find these things, but I just didn't. I'm like, whatever.
Now, what are the...
Maybe, get, like, more rewards?
I don't know about rewards. I think it might have... I think you get, like, unlocks. I think there was, like, the one that I tried to do, but I never did find the laboratory. I believe you actually unlocked an item that was used as a cosmetic type of thing.
Hmm.
So
because while you're playing, you get these vials of animal juice. I mean,
DNA.
It's like, have you ever seen Jurassic Park where Newman puts the stuff in the shape? It's that. It's those vials of dinosaur DNA. So you can get your own turtle or pterodactyl, and you trade them in, and you get to unlock new animals to play with.
The only thing I remember from Jurassic Park about Newman is nah-ah-ah. That's the only soundbite from
Newman. Yeah, but the Dodson one. Dodson. Dodson, we have Dodson here. See, nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nah-ah-ah.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
I'm gonna go get some snacks. Anybody want anything?
No, join us on the movie Draft House where we
already
movies.
Did a pitch.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But anyway, the one big problem I had playing, and I played probably seven matches maybe, of this game is that each time I noticed that the number of players on the map like dwindled very quickly. And I would purposely go run. Just to run and hide. My first couple matches, I was just like, oh, let me see what's going on
Why
here.
Why does that not surprise me?
Well, that's okay. I got into the top 25% by
hey,
staying
that's
alive.
That's my strat. I hide in the toilets around here.
But I noticed like within the first 5 minutes of, maybe not even 5 minutes, that half the player base was gone. And I think... That's a product of the cross platform gameplay, is that you're getting experienced players, and then you're getting like a ton of brand new players that never played the game before.
I disagree, mostly because that's something that happens. It is a design issue, but that is something that happens in battle royales. It's actually pretty bad in Fortnite, where the opening game there's lots of action, and in the middle game there's nothing because right. half the lobby's gone, you're just moving in place, and then action picks back up again at the end. Whereas that doesn't happen so much in Warzone because there's all the respawns and all that stuff. But I think that's just more a situation of the style of game. And they don't have anything in place to kind of keep people alive. And you'll see a lot of people drop hard or drop hot, as we would call it. But also with the pace of the game, it doesn't necessarily bother me that the count's going down that fast, because I never felt like there was a shortage of interactions with other players. Like, I never felt like I was just wandering around and had the world to myself like I've done on other battle royales outside of Warzone.
True. And also appreciated that there's that fog of war aspect with with your character and moving through the map, and that you can't readily see everything that's going on around you.
Like when you're looting, even so, there's like these canister things and you can't see what's inside unless you're walking by an opening of it where you right. can actually see what's. I think it's really clever and well done, and it makes it so you can hide from enemy players like Mark likes to do.
Yep.
Or you can be like me and just get shot in the face immediately. Either strat is totally viable.
Scott, what strategy do you employ?
I employ the try to drop the furthest away possible and then get killed by the skunk gas.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, that also very good strategy. Feel free to use any of these. We are all three clearly pro gamers.
Yeah, there was a few times that I wasn't paying attention to the gas and it really came on me quickly, and I was like, wow, I did not expect that gas to come in that fast or the timer to go down that quickly either.
Yeah, it because if you're used to the pace of another battle royale, that gas is going to hit you quick because the game does not waste time. And like we said, it's trying to get this match over with. As soon as you drop, you better be ready for that gas to come. So
yeah, I was like, looting, looting, looting. I'm just looting away. This is so nice. What's this gun do? Oh, what's this gun do? Let me loot, loot, loot. What's this? Oh, gas. Okay.
Yeah, you better make sure you have a hamster ball or one of those ground turtles. Yeah, you have one of those around that you can ride off, because then you can outrun the gas, but otherwise you're going to be in trouble. I don't notice the gas being super like deadly like immediately, but
no, you could hang in it for a little while.
Yeah, and then you can get like items that reduce your you know, how much damage it does to you and things like that. But I think that's it for gameplay. I mean, it's a battle royale, but it's top down, 2D. And I think,
yeah,
I think there's a welcome space in the genre for that. And it's definitely one that has these shorter matches. So like if you're playing on Switch on a lunch break, you can maybe knock out two, you know?
Paywall.
It's all cosmetics, as far as I can tell. There's skins, there's clothes for your animals. So not only can you play whatever animal you want, you can outfit them. And you do this by buying, I think it's just coins, isn't it? Like animal bucks or...
Yeah, I think it was just a coin system.
I don't remember what it was called, but yeah. And then it's all cosmetics for guns. Like you can have skins on your gun. You can have clothes. Like you can really customize your character to be uniquely, you know, to yourself, which I like because like in Fortnite, when a new character comes out, everybody's got it. Like the people who forked over the money for it. And it just kind of, there is no sort of uniqueness to your loadout or your characters. And I kind of like that this allows you to really customize all those facets. And so if you have a raccoon wearing a beret and a bulletproof vest, you know, maybe you don't see that ever again, you know, depending on how people like to design their creature.
Yeah, and there was so much stuff that was unlockable without paying for anything.
Yeah, like I was unlocking stuff left and right, like every match. It felt like I got a new character at least. And then, granted, that's probably because we're in the early parts. You know, games will hook you a little early with faster progression, and then maybe the more you play, it slows down. But I felt like the unlocks came pretty quickly. And then you do have your free currency that you get just from playing the games that you can spend on various cosmetics. I get none of them necessary. You can just keep playing as the boring old fox and play this game for free and forever and not be missing anything, which is kind of the ideal with a free-to-play game. That the
bro, I'm
gameplay
offended
is,
that you said the fox was boring.
It's the vanilla character. It's the one everyone has.
Foxes are sly, not, bro.
Foxes are great, okay?
Great.
Well, play I as a fox. The tiger, so
I'm not trying to offend Star Fox. I'm just saying, if it were a cow that you start out with, I would say it's a boring cow. Now, if it were a T-Rex, that would be different.
Be impossible for T-Rex to hold a gun, though, so it's not possible.
It's not impossible. See, the thing is, yeah, their arms are short and stubby. However, compared to our arms, they're probably pretty normal. They could probably carry a gun.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
I think I've seen
you
a movie
served.
Like that. I think I've seen Velocipastor.
Ah.
Have you seen Velocipastor?
I'm just going to say yes, so you don't try to make me watch it.
Mark,
what else?
You should put that on the list.
Yeah.
It's called Velocipastor, all right? And he goes back in time, and he fights a bunch of dinosaurs, all right?
I mean, it sounds great, but
it's on
I
Amazon
also know
Prime. Watch it.
So is it like Turok meets the gods?
No,
there was a Transformers one.
The power of like, Christ compels you, Velociraptor.
There was one called Transmorphers or something, and I was like, this will be hilarious. But no, it was just a bad movie. It wasn't so bad it was good. It was just boring and dull, so whatever. Okay.
Replayability.
So there was almost like an achievement system that you could do.
Mm-hmm.
And get, like, once you did like certain things in the game, it would unlock other items that you could use. Like, I unlocked like a blue jumpsuit for my character, and then like an eye patch or something else. But it's just like, there's so many of those achievements in the list that you can unlock. So it kind of makes you where you want to continue to play just to unlock those things, because the customization on these characters. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that should be in replayability.
That's what I'm talking about. We already started replayability, Jeff.
No, I didn't hear it. Did you hear it, Mark?
I heard something. I don't know what it was, though.
You didn't hear the chime. Bring, replayability. You didn't hear that.
Because that's added post, Jeff.
I've always wondered who does that
voice.
We've done so many episodes of this podcast, and every time before we start talking about replayability, there's a chime, a beautiful woman's voice, and then we talk about replayability.
Who is the woman that does the voice?
No one knows.
Exactly.
And
we know.
We hear it, and then we talk replayability.
It's a very sultry voice. I will give it that. It's
you
very
better step back, son.
It's a very sultry voice.
You better back down. All right, because I know whose voice it is, and you're stepping...
Take it down, Mark.
...terribly close to the wrong side of the neighborhood.
Well,
anyway, replayability...
That's an interesting...
There's these achievements you can do in the game where
it's
you
the
complete
smartest
them...
smartest woman in the world's voice.
You can, thank you. She made this one mistake, but she married this real idiot. You got these achievements you can do.
Mistake or pure genius.
And then you get, what was it that you said back in the paywall? I don't remember.
Sultry is an adjective. It's not even a noun.
What does that have to do with anything? What does the type of word? Mark!
I'm a bit shocked that you took a little offense.
I didn't really take offense, Mark.
To me saying just, that you're...
I'm trying to do a podcast, and right. You know, like, we're not trying to be boring.
Replayability.
And so I get a little...
I can sound sultry.
I don't know if you noticed this.
Replace her with my voice with mine.
Now it's sultry. Now.
Do it.
It's sultry.
Do it. It'll be so damn
don't
sexy.
Don't do it. I wouldn't be able to finish the podcast.
You wouldn't.
Before having to change.
Drawers would be too soaked.
Yeah. Okay. Replayability. Scott, what did you have to say about the game?
I already said it.
Yeah. So anyway, it's highly replayable. There's achievements I hear that you can do. There's this quest that you apparently can find. And the game is actually fun to actually jump in and play because the rounds are so short. And it's relatively easy to get into a new one. So I think
that thing that that one podcast reviewer said that we repeat things a little bit too much.
So there in this game, there are achievements that you can do, and you can unlock an eye patch. And that eye patch alone is worth the price of admission. The game is highly replayable.
So rank this in the pantheon of battle royales.
Okay, Warzone 1. I'll say Fortnite 2. I'm not counting Blackout because it's dead. And then probably this. No, Apex. Apex 2. Fortnite 3. This would be 4.
I would rank this 3 over Fortnite.
Fair enough.
Interesting. Okay. There you have it. The definitive rankings.
So at the end of every episode, Scott will...
Judgment.
At the end of every episode...
At the end of each episode, we vote on whether the game deserves our seal or not and requires a two-thirds vote to be approved or denied.
Jeff, what was this week's game? This week's game was Animal Royale Bestiality.
That's super Animal Royale
That's what
to you.
They call it. That's what they call it when you in Mortal Kombat when you turn into an animal.
I'm gonna have kill to beep, that bleep that out.
What?
Bestiality? Why?
That's an adjective.
Look it up.
Anyway,
look it up.
Yeah, that's not a curse.
No, kids, don't look it up.
This game is pretty good. I had a lot of fun. It's fun to pick up and play. My new rule of thumb on if I like something or not is if I'm going to delete it after the show is over. I will not. It can be on my hard drive because I think on occasion it'll be nice to just pick up something. If I want to dive into a battle royale and I don't have 40 minutes to dedicate or really want to get super frustrated, this is a great alternative. This definitely gets my seal.
Mark, what about you?
So I'm not a noted battle royale player. However, I did enjoy this one. I enjoyed the top down aspect to it. The art design. It plays kind of like other battle royales, but I think it has enough charm to it that you can. And like Jeff said, the very brisk pace that matches go, you can find yourself just jumping into a match real quick and getting off.
Yep.
Not like that. However, it gets my seal. It is budget arcade approved.
Stealing Scott's thunder.
You're not wrong because it's got 2 out of 3 so far.
Scott, what did you think? Do you give this game your seal?
I'm not really big on the Enter the Gungeon style.
Controls. Now you've offended me.
No, you know I'm not really big on that.
I love Enter the Gungeon. It's a great game.
I know you love
also,
it.
Also, on your Game Pass right now is Nuclear Throne. Fantastic twin stick. Bleep that.
Twin stick
shooter.
twin roguelike. Yeah, I didn't really ever get into that one, Jeff, because
it's controls too,
are just
hard
too hard for
you.
Me. Yeah, it is.
Understand.
It's too hard for me.
It's a difficult game.
However,
you like games for babies.
However, this one didn't feel as bad, and it was enjoyable. I liked that the matches were so quick. Like, I could drop, like, 2 or 3 matches in only a small amount of time and then be done with it. Yeah, it's going to get my seal. It wasn't a bad game at all. It's enjoyable, and there's so much to unlock in it. It's like, yeah, I could see playing it again.
Yeah. We rarely get unanimous votes anymore. Well, on bad games, we do usually. No, not even those. Mark likes those.
Hey.
We tend to. You do. We tend to, one of the three of us tends to not agree, and it's always the same person.
This goes into the Budget Arcade Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I think this is a gold stamped seal. When all three of us agree, you should know that it's definitely worth your time to download and play.
Yep. Also, this is a Budget Arcade approved, but what did you think? We do have one commentary.
Ooh.
It was actually emailed commentary.
What is email?
We don't know.
Oh,
it's made up.
Well,
Scott wrote it to himself.
Just because nobody ever emails the movie Draft House.
We don't know what the email is. That's the problem.
Nobody
knows
what the email address is.
We keep saying it on the podcast, and it's always wrong.
It is.
That's why you got to put it in your show notes, and you leave it in there, and then be like, just look at our show notes.
Then that's how you get... like auto warranty offers. We don't want that.
And it's a recurring bit. Why would we mess with a recurring bit?
Yeah, it's exactly. It's we get more mileage out of it not knowing what the email is.
Okay. Anyway, Super Animal Royale is a 2D battle royale with 64
from?
Players.
I'm telling you, Scott wrote
Who
it to
wrote
himself.
This?
I will say this at the
Did
end.
Did you write God. This yourself so you could talk more?
No, he puts the name at the very end and I was going to do it then.
Okay.
Marty Pants. All right. Where 64 players drop into a map off of a giant eagle. Players loot and find gear while trying to survive the other players. The skunk gas around the map slowly encircles. I wouldn't say slowly. Come on. The surviving
Just
players until one player or One Squad Remains. If you are used to playing FPS on console, then the controls can take a couple games to get used to. Left trigger is roll, which is loud but quicker than running. A is a reload, B is duct tape, which patches your armor, and your unique mechanic is health juice. You can drink health juice to regenerate your health throughout the game. You start with 50 health juice, he thinks, at the beginning of the game, but can collect more throughout the map. Health juice is stored in a cup, which can be upgraded to hold more by finding a cup boost in the game. I guess that's what you were talking about, Jeff?
That's me.
Yep. The animal characters are cute and cartoony, which is a draw to younger players. One good thing about this game is the DNA that you collect after each match. After each match, you get a certain amount of the DNA for a certain animal. If you don't get enough DNA for an animal, you can create it, if you do get enough DNA for an animal, you can create it in the lab. This unlocks the animals as a skin, and after you unlock the base animal, you can collect more DNA to create different looks for the animal. For example, he made a skull cat and got enough DNA to create the legendary skull cat skin.
I love
that. Yeah, I do too. All the microtransactions in the game are purely cosmetic, as these animals provide no advantage to the game. After each game, you get some type of gold currency that you can spend in the shop for dances, gliders, hats, melee weapons, etc.
So what you're saying is we should have just read this email, opened the show, read the email, and then close the show.
So you remember the guy who we like completely screwed up the episode on World of Tanks?
Yeah.
And he like left us a bad review. This game is that to this person that wrote this.
Well, at least we didn't ruin, hopefully we didn't ruin that for him, because he's doing a great job. He's more concisely and thoroughly describing the game than we did in 30 minutes.
This is true. Let's see, where was I?
Start at the beginning. Just start over.
Also, every time you level up, you unlock a cosmetic item. Okay, so there's an achievement system that you can unlock your cosmetic rewards.
I've heard about this achievement system. Apparently, yes. When you do it, you can get like eye patches.
Yes, some achievement rewards, however, can only be unlocked by paying for the premium DLC, which is a battle pass, which is expected. We didn't even mention the battle pass.
This guy needs his own IMDb page like Homer.
Does he have a blog? Because this really should just be on a blog.
Right?
Of him. Does he want to write for budgetarcade.com? You may want to reach out. Because this is excellent. No offense to Namek or, why am I blanking on his name?
Lincoln. I haven't seen Lincoln around lately.
Tony or anyone else.
Does anybody know who writes in?
He's probably stalking you.
That's true.
But no offense to them, this sounds like something that could be on a blog. Write a blog.
There's a battle pass, which is expected for these types of games, and there also are pets. I don't know what pets do. They must be a newer thing since I mostly played in beta. One thing I don't like about the game is when you are in the eagle before you drop into the map, you cannot see where you want to drop. That's not true. I get that. Well, I mean,
you can see the map, and you can see where the eagle is over the map.
But again, he was playing in beta.
Yeah,
we played 1.0, so it's possible that the game has changed.
Okay. Anyways, before you drop into the map, you can't move your screen like you can in Warzone or Fortnite, so you can see where you want to drop. You have to mark your landing zone on the mini map and follow the ping there, and hope you can make it. Overall, this is a very entertaining battle royale once you learn the loot and mechanics. It is very kid-friendly with the cuteness aspects of the animals. It is for all ages. A lot of the cosmetics can be unlocked for free by grinding and leveling up. This game would get my seal if I had to decide, and I will stay on my Xbox for a while. It will stay on my Xbox for a while.
Yeah, that's how you know it's good, is when you don't delete it.
And he says, thank you for taking my review, and he goes by Jolta.
Thank you, Jolta. Jolta squared. Write us again, man.
Jolta just, times two.
Because what we'll do is we'll plagiarize what you write, and then we'll take credit for it, because it's better than what we do.
Well, and it was funny, because the original email he sent me, he was like, hi, I'm a big fan of the podcast and wondering if I could submit a review for Super Animal Royale over email. And I was like, heck yeah, dude.
Please do. That was great.
Is he part of the Discord?
I don't believe he is. Well, I think, you know, not everybody can get in the Discord, I guess.
Well, no, some people just may not want to. Like me, I don't do Facebook, you know, and it's just like one of those things. So either way, email's totally cool. Scott actually knows what our email is, so.
Yes, you can easily email us at show@budgetarcade.com.
Yeah, also, if you want to get in touch with us, I may not have a Facebook, but the podcast does. Facebook.com/budgetarcade. We're also on Twitter and Instagram @budgetarcade. TikTok and Twitch are both Budget Arcade Podcast.
He almost called it a blog.
The next game we're going to play is going to be Creatures of Aether.
Yes, it is a spinoff from Rivals of Aether, which is a, I don't want to call it a clone, but a game heavily inspired by Smash Brothers. This is a card game in the same world with the same character. And it at the very least, has an appealing pixel art style.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's right. Mark doesn't like pixel art. Oh. Did we talk about that on the show, or
no,
was that separate?
That was before the show.
People, no, that was in Discord, wasn't it?
No,
no,
it was before
we recorded last time. Mark!
Oh, that's right.
I was trying to tell him, hey, you like Hades, check out Children of Morta. I think you'll like it. And he said, yeah, the art looks unfinished.
Yes, it does.
That's what you said,
Mark. That is correct, and it does look unfinished.
Wrong!
It does, and I'm sorry.
I'm sorry that you're wrong.
It's blocks. It's blocks for a face. It's blocks for a body.
Oh, yeah, okay. I guess it's Mario 3 was everything. Unfinished. Mario 3. Hideous game, unfinished. Super Metroid. Blah! For open my mouth, unfinished. Whatever, Mark.
A bunch of damn blocks just everywhere. And you have to maneuver around blocks. Or
yeah,
you have to look around blocks. Your cards are
Mark
blocks.
Mark is Mr. EA. Go back and listen to, what episode was it? Was it, I think it was Pokemon Rivals or whatever that is. Unite. Where Mark is so pro-EA, pro-microtransaction, charges for everything. He's in the pocket of EA, and he's not sharing the money with us.
I'm sorry your studio doesn't have enough money to finish making a half lookable face.
It's an art style, right? Mark. It's a choice. It's an art style. It's like making a movie in black and white.
No, nobody watches black and white movies anymore. Nobody wants to look at blocks. I'm sorry that you like looking at blocks.
A lot of people do. Okay.
Nobody watches black and white movies anymore unless they're doing a podcast every week for 52 weeks.
Schindler's List, when it came out, did you just say, I'm not watching that? It's black and white.
Our music is provided by Stimage, and you can download his music at MetroidMetal.com. And game on.
Perfect.
Podcast Network.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.